This podcast is sponsored by VIP Streams TV. VIP Streams TV is a premier cable and satellite alternative. Starting at just $35 a month, VIP Streams TV provides all of your streaming needs in one convenient app. With a customizable TV guide and a user-friendly interface, you can enjoy all your favorite movies, shows, and sports on any Android device. At VIP Streams TV, there are no credit checks, no deposits, and no cancellation fees. Registration is fast and easy at VIPStreamsTV.com. That's VIPStreamsTV.com.
It's 103.9 WDKX. Good morning, Rochester. On this TGIF Friday, you know, every Friday, we do the quarantine update with my brother, Talon Harris. Talon, what up?
Hey, what's up, Syth? Everything good on my end, baby. How you doing?
Everything is good over here, man. You know, fresh off of the Versus battle a couple nights ago with DMX.
Ooh, I think that was nice.
One of the best ones.
I think that was, well, I caught three so far, and that was my favorite one. I think that should be, I know it's hard to do it with everything, but that should be the format going forward.
Yeah, definitely. When I first heard Snoop versus DMX, I'm like, man, that ain't really a good matchup. But I thought it was a perfect matchup because for every song that Snoop had, X had a reply, and they each evenly matched up.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you. I thought the same thing going in. I was like, I don't see how this is going to match up. But you know what's the thing about these great artists? Their catalog, you forget about half the joints they put out. You remember some of them, but then they hit you with them dingers. And you're like, oh, I forgot about that joint right there. So my synopsis, I would go with you with it being like a match, a tie match, because one dude lyrically, you know, was more than the other dude, and one dude beat wise might have been beating him out.
Now, speaking of music, your boy Kanye West, man, he had a very interesting week. Now, what I thought was wild about Kanye West's supposedly first rally in Charleston, South Carolina, he held a rally with no microphone.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that, first of all, everything about that was weird.
Yeah.
If you want to laugh though, you look at it again and look at the security's face when he's talking. When Kanye talking, look at his reaction.
Then he went on to say the next day on the Twitter rant, he was talking about he'd been trying to divorce Kim Kardashian ever since she met up with Meek Mills for the prison reform. And Meek Mills a respectful dude, but Kim was out of line. He can't stand Kris Jenner's.
Wow.
You know, he talked about he could have aborted his daughter. You know, it was a bunch of, you know, wild stuff. And I just really hope, you know, Kanye gets the help that he needs, because you have some people saying, man, there's nothing wrong with him. Nah, there's something obviously wrong with Kanye. And all we can do is pray for the brother, because I hate to see a person with so much talent like Kanye, so much passion like Kanye, be the, I hate to say it, but the laughing stock of the world. You know, with the passing of his mom 13 years ago, I could tell that really took a toll on him, and it's showing, you know. And I just hope,
well, I think everybody has a breaking point. Clearly his mother's death was his breaking point. And my thing is, who are the people around you that allow you, knowing that you have been diagnosed with this, knowing what happens when you don't take your meds, how do people let you just navigate through life without supervision? You know, you're no different than, like, if I find out my grandmom got some sites of early onset dementia or whatever, like, from that point on, once I know that, once the doctors tell me that, we got to watch grandma.
Yeah. With Kim, she's talking, well, I don't know if it's true because we didn't hear it from her, but their rumors have it, she wants a divorce, and then she posted something up on Instagram talking about Kanye's mental health. She addressed it. So, you know, I think, you know, the Kardashians definitely get a bad rep, whether they're supporting him or not, because people are looking at it as, you know, Kanye was a come up for them, a stepping stone.
Right. And you know what? I would agree with that. You know, Kanye was that link to them, to link them to so many other things and really get the spotlight on them to, you know, open the doors for all the benefit, you know, benefits that they, you know, benefited from over the time that he was with them. So, I mean, we got to acknowledge that and give credit where credit is due.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the quarantine update. You know, your boy 4-5 is back in the news. Well, it won't be news if 4-5's not in there. So,
oh my goodness. I know. You know, I call him FOH 4-5 now.
FOH.
Yeah. Got it.
This podcast is sponsored by VIP Streams TV. VIP Streams TV is a premier cable and satellite alternative. Starting at just $35 a month, VIP Streams TV provides all of your streaming needs in one convenient app. With a customizable TV guide and a user-friendly interface, you can enjoy all your favorite movies, shows, and sports on any Android device. At VIP Streams TV, there are no credit checks, no deposits, and no cancellation fees. Registration is fast and easy at VIPStreamsTV.com. That's VIPStreamsTV.com.
One of the hot topics this week, Roger Stone. And I believe Mo Kelly.
Yep. Mo Kelly out in Cali. That's a friend of mine, a good radio jock out there. Had a great interview with him that kind of got a little heated that Roger Stone didn't like.
And Roger Stone act like the phone call dropped, or he thought the phone call dropped, and then he tells someone in the background. Matter of fact, let me just let y'all hear it.
I'm guessing it was more than just luck, Roger, right?
I don't really feel like arguing with this Negro.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You don't feel like arguing with this Negro.
But you know what's crazy? Did you see the statement he made after that?
No, what did he say? That
he's saying that the tape is doctored, and he sent it. And he sent it to his forensics team. First of all, you just got out of jail. You got a forensics team?
Wow. It was live radio. What do you mean?
They're too comfortable, man. They're too comfortable. There's no way. I still got cousins. I got Pookie and Ray Ray still locked up for crimes they're not sure they committed. This dude pleaded guilty. We know he did his.
He got out.
And he got out.
And speaking of 4-5, he's talking about sending the troops. I believe he sent some already. Out to was it Portland or out in Oregon?
He sent them to Portland. Seattle got a problem. He was sending them there. Now he's talking about sending them over to Chicago. Now you know this is real. What's the name of the operation, Zach?
Operation Legend.
Now you know it's a real deal when you get a name on the operation. We went to war. We had Operation Desert Storm.
I think what's gonna happen with this here is it's only adding fuel to the fire, man. You heard people say, well, if there's a war going on, you know, 4-5 doesn't have to leave office. Could he be starting something internal?
Well, that might be, you know, they might get you with a technicality. I don't doubt it. He already said they asked him would he leave peacefully, and he said he don't know.
So you got to get an eviction notice to get out the White House?
He said, I don't know, you know, because everything's a hoax. The system might be rigged, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this dude is crazy. But enough of him and all the bad news. I got some feel-good stories. First of all, let me give away my MVP trophies. I got three MVPs. I got sports MVPs, right? Sports owner Mark Cuban gets the MVP as an owner. You know what I mean? Because he's going to battle with Ted Cruz over Black Lives Matter. Okay. I mess with Mark. MVP coach would be Greg Popovich because he got on the coach's call this week and kind of told all the other coaches and GMs, yo, y'all need to do, you know, get some history courses and learn about systemic racism and what this country's been doing to Black people for hundreds of years. So that's a big deal with me. Greg has always been, we call him Pop. Pop always been out there fighting for equality for us. So he get the MVP as a coach. And the MVP player got to be LeBron James. As much as I'm not a LeBron fan, the brother just put $100 million up to start a new media group of three companies that's geared towards Black programming for us and by us, so these guys don't have to keep tweaking and dumbing it down so that the networks be approved by the networks and get it on. And guess who's on the board of directors?
Who?
Serena Williams. How about that? And you know, this story, Ray, I don't know if you've seen that story about the softball team in Texas. You seen that?
No.
Professional softball team in Texas. 18 young ladies, professional now. This is not no pickup game. 18 ladies on a team called the Scrapyard Fast Pitch in Texas quit. All 18 quit and formed their own team. They quit on the general manager named Connie May. Now, what happened is the general manager took a picture of them, you know, while the national anthem was playing, standing up, tweeted it to Trump, to 4-5, and said, 4-5, look at us. See, we standing during the national anthem. We stand with you. And one of the players seen that and retweeted back and answered it and said, oh, we're standing in this picture, but we don't stand with you. Matter of fact, we'll never work for this company again. We all quit. and it said Black Lives Matter, and the tone deafness in this tweet is unbelievable and unacceptable and nauseating. That's dope. Now, that's camaraderie, because the one person who seen it could easily went to step off and other girls stayed. The whole damn team quit, and they went and formed their own team to keep playing in the league.
On that one, we're going to leave on that note right there. You know, I want you to have a good weekend, have a safe weekend. You know, hopefully the troops don't come to Mount Vernon and snatch you up.
Oh, listen, man. Let me tell you something. Don't let FOH45 fool you, Sight. He putting out troops out there, but let me see them go in the hood.
What does FOH mean?
F*** out of here, 4-5.
It's 103.9 WDKX. It's the WDKX Wake Up Club. It's the Quarantine Update with Tyler Harris. Good morning.
This podcast is sponsored by VIP Streams TV. VIP Streams TV is a premier cable and satellite alternative. Starting at just $35 a month, VIP Streams TV provides all of your streaming needs in one convenient app. With a customizable TV guide and a user-friendly interface, you can enjoy all your favorite movies, shows, and sports on any Android device. At VIP Streams TV, there are no credit checks, no deposits, and no cancellation fees. Registration is fast and easy at VIPStreamsTV.com. That's VIPStreamsTV.com.